Already. Appreciate the opportunity to come to you once again and preach. Hey, we still got a good crowd here. We thank our visitors coming. I tell you, it's no better place to be on Wednesday night than down at the house of God. It's not the commanded day, but I tell you what, it ought to fire you up, amen? And realize that the world don't give a rip, but I tell you what, that those who are saved, we know it's somewhere to go. And I tell you, the songs we've already heard, and we could come down and get another portion of God's word. I tell you what, I appreciate again that the preacher had called and we had talked, and he's having a great time. And it's been a while since he's been able to get out of town, him and Miss Anderson, and just relax. And I'll tell you, usually I hear him gripe a little bit and complain, but I tell you, he'd been fishing on the pier for 2 days now, I think. And he sent me a hammerhead shark that he had caught, and boy, he was grinning ear to ear. And I told him, just see if it'd bite, stick your finger in his mouth, amen? So, but no, we pray for all of them, and I hope they're having a great time. I'll tell you what, if you want to turn your Bibles to John chapter 20, we're going to start with verse number 27 right now. We'll start with 26, and it said, after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. I'd like to preach to you a little bit tonight on peace be unto you. Brother Nolan, why don't you open us up? I tell you what, being Easter week, most of the churches are already getting geared up, getting those Easter eggs colored up. And instead of really worshiping a risen Savior, they've totally went off the mark. What a laughing stock we must be, amen, as most of the churches go in the wrong direction. But I tell you what, we are to be praising God every day. It doesn't have to be what the world calls Easter week. We are to be thanking God every day of our lives for a risen Savior, amen? I tell you what, he's the only one that can say, peace be unto you, and make it happen. You know, the only one's going to be able to cause peace on earth is the Prince of Peace himself, and that'll be Jesus Christ, amen? The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. And as you know the story, that they were worried about the Romans or the Sanhedrins coming and messing with the body of Jesus Christ, amen? But I'll tell you what, they didn't realize that Jesus had told them that the Son of Man must die and be risen again, amen. But I'll tell you what, they were really worried. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he in not. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. I'm going to tell you what, if you realize what went on there, I'm going to tell you, if the grave robbers come in, they wouldn't have done that. If the Romans or the Sanhedrins would have come in, they would have jerked it. None of that would have happened. But I'll tell you what, I promise you, he arose. He was meticulously laying that stuff around and down. And I'm going to tell you what, we have a risen Savior already. It says, then went in also the other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not that the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and that as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman. That's something, how that the angels called her woman. We live in a time and a day that most of our politicians don't even know who a woman is. Amen. A new lady that's going up and sitting on the highest seat in the land couldn't answer that question. What is a woman? Well, I can tell you what, we've stooped low as a country when we hire and we elect politicians to places of authority, amen, and they don't even know what a woman is, amen. Lord help us. Said, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto him, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. I'll tell you what, she come and she was upset. In her mind, all she could think about was, look, somebody's robbed my Lord, amen, and taken his body away. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not what it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, here we go again, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. I'm going to tell you what, she thought he was the gardener. Now I'm going to tell you what, that look, she had been with Jesus a while. And if you wondered why she didn't immediately recognize him, thought he was a gardener. Realized, look, he couldn't even do his work. He must have moved that body before he could have done his job. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. I'm going to tell you what, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. I'm going to tell you what, when she heard Jesus say her name, she knew who he was. Alphabet Baptist, do you still know who Jesus is? If you're saved, you ought to know. I can go to some of these deadhead churches and listen to a dead old preacher preach, and it doesn't do one thing to me, but I'll tell you what, when Jesus is talking to me, and I hear a man of God, and he's got the touch on him, amen, I know exactly who it is and where it's coming from, amen. Mary knew when she called her name. And I tell you what, this leads us to believe, he first thing he said is, touch me not. She must have been overwhelmed. She must have been running toward him. And he said, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. He let her know. I'm going to tell you what, when's the last time that we've been so excited that we wanted to run to Jesus? Are we just in such a rut that we can't get excited? We're not excited anymore. Our children don't see anything from us. I tell you what, it's just as bad to be a dead-headed parent or grandparent than it is old dead-headed preacher, amen. We've got to show something different. Different to our children and our grandchildren. Since Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, beginning the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saying unto them, here we go again, peace be unto you. I'm going to tell you what, if you're saved, peace be unto you too. I'm going to tell you what, when the storms came through, I was probably just too lazy last night. It didn't worry me a bit. Didn't worry me a bit. If he's coming after me, listen, he knows where to get me. So it's no sense in running and trying to hide, because I'm going to tell you what, Listen, don't be stupid. If you got a storm shelter, hit it if you want to go hit it. But I'll tell you what, if it's your time to go, he'll get you in the storm shelter, amen. Quit trying to hide. Best thing you can do is live right, walk right, talk right, and I'm going to tell you what, when times of trouble comes, that you can be at peace, and know that you're as right as you know to be with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says right here, it says, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said to Jesus to them again, here we go again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, I'm going to tell you what, Jesus knew what Thomas was thinking. He knew what Thomas had said. He said, Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it unto my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. I'm going to tell you what, he knew at that moment that that was the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed also. You're talking about faith right there. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Appleby Baptist, peace be unto you. If you know him in the free pardon of sin tonight, he can tell you, peace be unto you. The battle of life still rages. The world's still going to hell. But we as Christians and believers can have peace beyond all understanding. You know, while the world's raging and cussing, and I'm going to tell you what, going straight down to hell, they can see something in us that's going to be just a little different, amen? Not that I'd like to laugh, but we can actually go out those doors and laugh at the world and realize, listen, that for some reason God saw something in us and saved us by his marvelous grace. Because you know what? We all realize that we deserve hell. But we won't see hell, amen? But one of these days, we'll see most of the world getting cast into hell. And we'll be shouting, hallelujah, praise God, glory to the Lamb. Like the sister sang, oh, for 1,000 hands to raise in honor to the King. I tell you what, I thank God for his grace tonight and being so good to me. He's blessed me beyond measure. And listen, he should have killed me, like I've told you many times. He should have killed me many years ago, but he hadn't given up on me. And I thank God for that. Let's all stand. Brother Joe, why don't you dismiss us?